Oh, happy Wednesday. Yeah. Good morning. Good happy morning. November.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning to everyone listening and watching us on WJLE and DTC TV. Suzanne is attending the Governor's Conference on Economic and Community Development. I know she's having a fabulous time getting exhausted with all the
running around new seminars
and networking, but she'll be back for the December program, so we're happy she's away gathering all sorts of good information for DeKalb County.
And given, you know, she can teach too.
Oh my gosh,
she can impart some information on them, I tell you.
That's right. Oh, well, go ahead.
Okay, ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Yes, we went to a ribbon cutting last week at the Caddy Shack in Smithfield.
We love celebrating our businesses and
wonderful
our new
place.
Members. This is great.
Yeah, so Mr. Austin Hayes is here, and tell us about your business and what's going on down there.
It was great to have everybody out. First off, we want to let everybody know, you know, we're a family-owned business. We're open to everybody, you know, kids of all ages, adults. We are a sports bar-related theme, but big golf simulators, anywhere between, you know, just hitting the driving range balls, getting some practice in, or playing full round courses. Other than that, we've just started up with cornhole. We got the cornhole tournaments rolling every Thursday night, invested in some new nice boards. I think everybody's going to love them. Got dart boards in the back, got pool tables, got golden tee. We think we've got a little bit for everybody. Biggest thing we're trying to advertise right now going into the holidays, we're doing a lot of sports banquets. Birthday parties are a big deal. And then even corporate events for Christmas parties and stuff like that. So it's a good little place to hang out, have fun, enjoy a game.
Something like a happening place.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where's it located?
We have a good time. Located 301 South Conger, South 3rd Street.
Okay.
I always forget my address. Upstairs in front of DeKalb Dental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah, right in there.
Right upstairs. Used to be a gym. Used to be a lot of things.
Still have a little remnants of a gym with the floors and everything.
Yeah.
But we're fixing it up nice. It looks really good now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. What a convenient location. Yeah. And if someone's trying to schedule or find your hours,
Online either on Google or on Facebook. The caddyshack.golf is our website. You can go book online there, reserve a bay. Phone number, if anybody needs to contact us, we're open from 4 to 10, Monday through Friday, 10 to 10 on Saturday, 10 to 7 right now on Sundays. 615-215-0335 is our phone number.
Well, thank you again for coming to Chamber Chat, and congratulations on a great start of your business.
Yeah.
We appreciate all that you're doing.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, hon.
All right, and now we get to have a special segment for a new chamber member, the appliance guy. Thomas Dedman is here with us. We love our businesses here in the area. Thomas, I have seen all sorts of things about your business here and there around, so tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, we're a locally owned business. My wife and I, Cheryl, we own the business. I've been doing this appliance repair for about 40 years.
Yeah.
And we have a technician.
So you might know a thing or two?
About a thing or two.
I've seen a lot.
I got a dishwasher I got to call you about.
Give us a call. Help you out. We started the business because there wasn't really anybody here. And I had a long career working in Nashville and just decided, okay, now's the time. So
Do you live local?
Yes,
you service local?
Yes, we live here in Smithville, and have lived here for around 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and we work on all major home appliances. We come to your home.
That's great.
And we work on low end, high end, and we also do installs for individuals and builders as well.
Yeah. Awesome. And how might someone get a hold of you?
Our office number is 615-215-1210. We also have a Facebook page, The Appliance Guy, and we have a Google page, and we also have a website, theapplianceguyllc.com. Reach us there.
All right.
Yes.
Great. Are you staying pretty busy?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I can imagine. It's a great service, and it's always good to know someone who specializes in appliances because it's kind of its own beast.
Yeah.
So it's great that
you're
here.
It's a thing of the past, but now it's being revised,
right?
You know, because people need that. I mean, you know, you can't fix it yourself. You can't find anybody.
Well, and anymore, you used to make decisions on repairing or replacing, but anymore, have you seen the prices? Whoo!
Yeah.
I'm always in favor of repairing if possible.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
All right. The Halloween day. Boy, yeah. I'm telling you, it was a busy day. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
We had in the library probably not as many as last year. Last year we had between 800 and 1,000. This year we had probably about 500. But we had, all age groups. The teenagers were coming in, parents were dressed up. It was just a great the Chamber Boo Bash winners, and we'll go through that. But it was just a great day for everyone.
Yeah, I had over 1,000 pieces of candy. Yeah. I ran out about a half hour before it. And I gave out one piece per, I only gave out one piece per kid. So great attendance.
Well, we had the little bracelets, the little glow bracelets. I think they liked that better than they did the candy. but anyway, the Boo Bash winners, it was a Friday night at the fairgrounds also last week. And the other events that made Halloween so fun for the kids, it was just a great time. And, the Chamber always puts on the costume contest, best costume, best decorations. So those winners are, and best costumes, and Smithville City Hall got best overall, first in not only costumes, but decorations.
I know. It was so cute.
It was. Winnie the Pooh theme.
Winnie the Pooh theme.
And then second in costumes was Mallory Feisler. And they, State Farm Insurance, Disney Royalty, and then Attorney Minji Balk, Sesame Street. And
So Mallory and her group are kind of Smithville royalty.
Yeah.
They dressed up as Disney royalty, but, I'm just going to put it out there that she may also be Smithville royalty.
She may be. Best decorations, of course, Smithville City Hall. And the second place was DeKalb County Circuit Court Clerk, 101 Dalmatians. And third was Southpaw Bed and Bath, Southpaw's Petting Farm. And then honorable mentions was the Appliance Guys, Nightmare Before Christmas, Wilson Bank and Trust, The Vols, Justin Potter Library's Storybook Characters, Cat in the Hat and Red Riding Hood, Mark and Pat Milan's Ghost at the Courthouse, and A&D Salon's Alvin and the Chipmunks, and UT Extension's 4-H. So thank everyone for participating.
And I want to say a shout-out to Southpaw that it's not just a downtown Smithville event.
Mm-hmm. No.
We had lots of businesses from all over who participated, and it just makes it fun and festive, and we have lots of little ones who families are looking for activities to do, and so we love
something safe and family friendly.
Yep, and we love that we had so many people who participated and helped to make it a wonderful family event. So thank you to everyone who was there, a part of the Boo Bash, and brought all of our wonderful families around and downtown.
Well, thanks for the city of Smithfield.
Some cute outfits too. I mean, just the participation and the effort that the parents put into the costumes for the kids and themselves.
And themselves.
Some of the parents are better.
They are. We had a couple of bird watchers, dressed as bird watchers. So it was just a wonderful
time. Very creative
time.
People. We had some creative people.
But we need to thank the city of Smithfield, also the police department, and Beth Edcock, because they helped put all of this on and make it a safe place for the kids.
Yeah. It doesn't just happen. When events happen, it doesn't just happen. So we really appreciate all those efforts. And speaking of great volunteer folks, DeKalb County Volunteer Fire Department celebrated 50 years. So we wanted to say a big, huge moment of appreciation to our DeKalb County Fire Department for this milestone.
Yes.
The Chamber presented that on their celebration, which was last month, but we wanted to say a big shout out to them. And the Chamber's Milestone Award read, "Your unwavering commitment to protecting lives, property, and our community embodies the highest standard of courage, integrity, and service. Through half a century of teamwork, training, and sacrifice, the DeKalb County Fire Department has made an enduring impact on our county's safety and strength. With gratitude and admiration, we honor this remarkable milestone and the generations of firefighters who proudly serve."
Yes.
So we want to say a big shout out to our DeKalb County Fire Department. They have gotten numerous awards over time. They've gotten a lot of grants. They work very hard to bring maximum amount of coverage, and they are just a really terrific organization, and it helps us to have moments like this.
Yes, we want to thank them.
To think about what they do and to show our appreciation.
How they keep us safe and they're there when we need them.
Yeah.
Okay, Brother Chad is not here this morning. I think he's got a little, he's lost his voice. So, from Smithville First Baptist Church.
You do
Church.
Not want a pastor to lose
no,
their voice.
No, I mean, that's bad. It's yeah. What did you do, hand signals or something? I mean, you know what he does.
Yeah, bless his heart. We hope that your
hopefully he's on the mend.
Voice recovers and you give a nice, soothing, warm tea.
And take it easy. Sit down and read the book and, you know, just chill out. Coming up is the 55th Annual Chamber Prayer Breakfast, and it'll be Thursday, November the 20th from 7 to 8 a.m. at the Smithville First Baptist Church LEC. Prayer Breakfast speaker will be Captain Larry Cripps, retired Navy chaplain and author of the book, The Hope of War.
Yep.
Susan Hinton will be playing beautiful music. Bless her heart. She is great at that. She's there every year. She's a trooper. Beautiful music from her keyboard, prayers and messages from local leaders, community friends, and students. Pancake and sausage breakfast prepared by the Smithville First Baptist Church men's group, and they do a wonderful job. Every day is delicious.
Yep.
Leadership Decab Class of 2026 will be there to help serve. They do a great job.
And also do some of the prayers.
Yes, and they don't spill stuff on people. They are just so good at that.
They work so hard.
They do.
to combat gravity.
Yeah. Not like me. Somebody would have a lap full of something, I'm sure. Thank you to our prayer breakfast sponsors, Center Hill Realty, Escape to Center Hill, DTC Communications, Mallory Fingsler.
Yes.
I am
State Farm.
Yes, State Farm Insurance. Mallory is my agent. That's what Suzanne said. Okay, there you go. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas Project Hometown Help, the Playland Pals, Wilson Bank and Trust, Wellworth Bank,
formerly known as Liberty State.
Yep. And Citizens and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Caney Fork Electric and Smithville First Baptist Church. Thank you for everyone that sponsors this. And tickets are only $5, and you can pay at the door. Yep. So there you go.
Yep.
Better way to celebrate the Thanksgiving season.
We really want this to be a community event. Yes. It is every year. I know I say it every time we talk about it. It's one of my favorite community events because there is no better way to start the holiday season than with prayer.
And being thankful for what you have.
And coming together as a community, celebrating what we have here, counting our blessings and being thankful for all that we have in our community. And we're just really excited about Captain Larry Cripps coming to be our speaker as a chaplain during wartime. Several different wars. A naval chaplain. You can well imagine. He has some amazing stories to tell, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yes, we are.
And also Play It Forward Donation Day is at Hosanna Farms Child Care, and that's going to be Monday, November 10th from 10 to 2, and it is at their location, which is 2116 Trammell Branch Road in Alexandria, and they're collecting new and gently used items for their classroom, outdoor play areas, so they're looking for toys for children ages 1 to 5, any outdoor play equipment, indoor toys like books and puzzles, arts and crafts, dress-up clothes. Little ones love to play pretend.
All kinds of stuff that kids like to play with.
We're hoping anyone who is willing to contribute will be a part of that. And for more information, reach out to info@HosannaFarmsChildCare, all one word, no punctuation, or call them at 615-529-2401.
I think that's longer than Suzanne's.
It might be.
Yeah,
we might count the letters to see.
Yeah, we just need to see.
Suzanne
that.
Always says it's the world's longest email, but she may have competition now.
She may have. Studio 105 is Christmas ready. Book Studio 105 and your favorite photographer now to get the perfect picture for your Christmas cards. That's coming up. Better get with it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's almost up on us.
Yeah, look at it.
Yep.
Rentable photography, a studio designed for photographers and creates creates this to capture high quality images.
Creatives?
Creatives. There you go. It's not Monday.
No.
Yeah. 105 West Webb Street, downtown Smithville. So go by, have your family pictures made for those Christmas cards. You know, it's around the corner.
This sounds like that seems like a great little business. We're really proud of them.
Especially this time of year, too. I mean, you know, when people are trying to find places to be creative.
Yes.
I said it. See? Creative.
There
I did
you go.
It. I did it.
Without thinking.
Yeah. Well,
maybe that's what you had to do, is not think so hard.
Yeah, I don't think too hard anyway. So there you go.
All right. We've got lots of fun things happening in downtown Smithville. And here to give us some news is Randy Caldwell. Welcome.
Randy. Thank you. Tis the season.
It is the season, indeed.
Absolutely. If you haven't noticed, there's been a lot of busy elves downtown. Closing our shops and getting things ready for Christmas. So like myself, I was closed 5 days just to flip the shop to get it ready. And you'll see some people this week doing the same thing.
Getting those windows ready.
If you're downtown, you might see a few shops
open. What does that mean, flip the shop?
Well, that means basically breaking it down.
Uh-huh.
You know, breaking down how all the furniture, at least in my shop, how the furniture is arranged.
Retail inside scoop here now.
And then getting all the Christmas stuff out and getting it decorated for Christmas. So there's a lot of work that goes into that by the shop owners to get downtown.
And you got to keep it fresh to keep old people interested.
You do, to keep them interested. But a lot of effort that's been in. So keep that in mind because, you know, nothing wrong with shopping outside, but I guarantee you can get all your Christmas decor and gifts and everything downtown and here in Smithville, not just downtown, but other shops here in Smithville that put a lot of effort into that for this season. Because this is our time of year that a lot of them make our year, is for the Christmas season.
And the Christmas open house is coming up,
And the Christmas
isn't it?
Open house is coming up, yeah. So don't forget about our First Fridays, first and foremost. Remember that. We still have those going on. But Christmas open house will be this weekend, so that most of the shops are doing Friday and Saturday.
You'll see
some extended hours as a result of that too. Some of the shops will be open Friday night. Some of them will be open into Saturday night. And actually, there's about three or four that are going to be open Sunday as well. So keep that in mind. So you got a whole weekend of coming out and getting a head start on your Christmas shopping.
So what I love about downtown shopping, if you have small gifts like a teacher gift or work exchange where you have a price maximum, you're like, I want it to be unique. I want it to be a one of a kind or something that maybe functional, useful, you can pick all of those things up downtown.
And
you're supporting local business, which comes right back around into downtown.
Those sales taxes are coming right back to DeKalb County, and so keep that in mind too. And plus, it's just so festive being downtown.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's different than going to a big box somewhere else. You've got a great pedestrian environment down there.
You meet people family. It's a family thing, just stroll down the beautiful streets.
Yeah, it's funny. When I first came here, I said you couldn't go into a shop without talking to the shop over for 20 minutes. You know?
Yeah, right.
I find myself doing the same thing in the shop and enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you get to know the people that way. So a fun weekend in store. I think you'll see some giveaways, I'm giving a little ornament away for so many purchases as well.
Yeah.
I think you'll see some of the other businesses doing that.
So come in early.
As well. So come in early and
shop early.
Keep your eye out on social media for everybody because everybody's doing something
a little different.
As well, so keep that in mind.
That's
so another big event before I get to the Downtown Improvement Grant too is several years ago we started staying open Thanksgiving night too, starting at 8 o'clock. And believe it or not, that is a huge fun night for us.
Yes.
I mean, it goes from 8 to 11 and that's one of our better nights of the year, for us. And everybody, I can tell you, is in just such a fantastic mood. I think it's because they got away from the family.
So they're kind of happy to get out
and spend a little money.
Have a little fun.
It's amazing. People are in just the best mood that night, and it is just a really fun night to be out.
They're full of turkey.
They're full of something else sometimes.
We won't
go there.
That's great.
So keep that in mind. Well, I think, it goes from most shops will be open to 8. Most of us will stay, as long as there's people coming out, we'll be open. I'm sure at least till at the latest, probably till 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But so it just depends on the crowd that night and how people are coming out. So keep that in mind. Another thing for the downtown to kind of keep in mind, particularly for the business owners there, you know, Suzanne was successful in getting a huge downtown facade improvement grant for us, so there's still money available out there. So if you're a business owner in the downtown area and you want to do some improvements to your building, you do have to kind of be a business. You have to own the building, actually. So keep that in mind. If you're a tenant in that building and your landlord is not aware of that, reach out to them to make them aware of it, because it is a matching grant, but it covers like 90% of the grant. So that's a
great opportunity.
And we've seen some great improvements already downtown.
Everything looks beautiful.
If you've gone down and seen what some of the shops have done, just, you know, dramatic, you know, really fantastic improvements to our streetscape, you know, downtown.
For not that much local money. I mean, what's really great is when people say, oh, why can't we find a grant for that? Suzanne has.
She will find a grant.
And there's a good, solid group of individuals. It's not just Suzanne. There's a good group of people who are really doing a lot of work to make downtown as appealing as it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And it's really great to see all of that happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of stuff coming up, Randy.
And we got the Christmas parade.
Christmas on the square.
Yeah, and so we're not sure about the Christmas parade, whether it's, we'd rather get the information out now rather than waiting till the last minute, that Wednesday of Chamber Chat in December. So let's talk about it.
Saturday, December the 6th, from approximately 4:30 to 8 p.m., right after the Smithville Christmas Parade, which starts at 4 o'clock. And it'll start from, I think, the
Community Center.
Somewhere in that area. Yep. So they will start there. And so Smithville City Hall, you know, they have the festive outdoor Christmas lights on the outside with goodies to eat and decorations to see on the inside. They also provide the festive outdoor music and the free photo booth, which is located in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And then the courthouse has the large Christmas trees decorated on both sides of the exterior, as well as beautifully decorated interior trees. So they have, you know.
It's very festive.
Tell us about the shopping.
Yeah, the shopping. The big event for that for us is the live windows, there. And I will say this. I've heard from this event has not just become locally known, but it's become regionally known.
People come from all over.
It truly is.
We get busloads.
One of the best events in Tennessee is what I've heard. Yeah. And it's certainly evident by the number of people that come out and the feedback that we get as well. So, for those of you who haven't been, there's a lot of the shop owners, we have what we call live windows. We basically theme the window. We'll have a live person.
Secretively. It's a competition.
We hold that close to our vest. We're a little bit competitive.
Every window is different. It's just amazing.
It's a lot of fun. It gets we're in the window for, an extended period of time. Right. I mean, we have the contest that goes on, but I'm usually in my window. And as long as there's people coming by, I stay in the window. And usually
have a four-legged friend or something. You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find. You never know what the theme is going
to
be.
One time we had Elvis.
What if everybody decided to have the same theme? Wouldn't that be funny?
If
you don't know what everybody's doing. What if they opened up and they all had...
We do kind of coordinate
to a degree just to make sure nobody's
being repetitive. Don't let too much out of the bag.
Only a different rendition of that.
Yeah.
And the windows are open, what, from 4:45 to 7 p.m.?
Yeah, and again, they'll stay open. The other thing we do, too, on Walnut, we close that down. We've had like a s'more station there where we have a little fire pit and chocolate and different things like that. And, of course, the shop owners, a lot of them have specials going that night.
It's just another fun reason
to come downtown and get to know the shop owners and just see everybody in the community.
And the parade is put on by the Smithville Fire Department. Yes. So if anyone has questions, they can reach out about participating in the parade. And we love the newer trend of having that flow right in the parade at 4 p.m., having that flow right into Christmas on the square.
Everything else going on.
We know the courthouse is going to be open.
Businesses in town. The library will be, we will open at 6.
I hear there's going to be caroling this year.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Maybe so. That would be great.
We'll see if that'll... get pulled together.
Remember, the Chamber is presenting this first, second, and third place along with the Chamber Choice Award for the Live Window Contest. The Smithville Elected, they always do the Evans Park Open Air Stage, and it looks beautiful over there. I see people over there all the time taking pictures.
That's a fabulous
family photo. They're over there taking pictures, yeah, so that's great. Yeah. The library will be open, so bring your camera. The library plan, we always have Santa every year, and that will start at 6 p.m. Sometimes people there are a little bit earlier. You know, they'll go around and get what they want, and then they'll be there a little early. So if it's cold, I don't want to open too early, but we try to open, you know, if somebody's standing outside and it's snowing or raining.
And you're not going to be.
No, I'm not going to say, no, stand out there with those kids and get wet. We don't care. No, we don't do that. They will get a craft, and they will also get to take home with them, and they'll get a candy cane. Santa will provide that. So we have a wonderful night. The parade leads right into all the other festivities. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that.
And we know that Alexandria and Liberty will have their own Christmas parades, and we'll have more information about those in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk a lot about the businesses doing their part and all that, but kudos to the city and the county and what they do too for this event, because they put their heart and soul into it too, as far as getting downtown dressed up and the things they do part of it, and the coordination with all the different departments, and you know, the efforts they put in it to make it a safe event, and make it something where people don't have to worry about things like that when they come down.
And they clean up afterwards.
Yeah. Kudos
to
them.
It's amazing.
You know, sometimes they always hear the bad news, but hey, give a shout out to them for the fantastic job
hard.
That they do.
They do work very hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Randy, can you stick around with us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. So our next guest this morning is Bill Conger. Bill, you have retired, but you haven't retired.
No.
Retired from the schools. We're still able to help.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing now.
Well, I spent 20 years in the school system as a school counselor, 19 of those with DeKalb West School, and it was fantastic. But it was time to make a bit of a change in my life, and I've been the last 6 years, almost seven now, I've been at the Haven of Hope of DeKalb County, and been a counselor there, especially working with all ages, but I've focused a lot on working with kids.
Mm-hmm. Which is great, because you're great working with kids, but how is that different from working with adults?
Well, with adults, it's focused a lot on talk therapy, and with kids, especially if they're under the age of 12, they're not at that level developmentally and cognitively to really use words to process their feelings. So we use play therapy, and play, the toys, are their language. And so we have in our room set up toys for aggression, for nurturing, for expressive arts. And so there, as counselors, we're sitting there providing reflective feeling and content and having a safe space so they can work through those emotions. A lot of times I think people think that's a diversion, okay? Play this toy so they'll talk about that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really not, it's not some backdoor approach. The play is the work, and then, which is hard for some people to, you know, I think they wrap their head around it.
Right.
The same as many adults, you know?
Right. Right. Because for an adult, we have learned to express ourselves, but as children, that's part of the issue of a counselor trying to help them to be able to express themselves. And so using their language of play is enabling them to process what they need to process.
A lot of times people don't know what the why is. You know, why are they acting like this? And sometimes, frankly, I've never known the answer. Even after they left the door, I don't know why they're acting like this, but I know that there's been changes that have taken place. When I first heard about play therapy, I thought, that sounds a little weird to me. You know, I mean, honestly, and I thought, I don't see how that can work. Then I had a student from the Smithville Elementary School who was having some major meltdowns, and he came to me, and for 3 months, we went through this process, and he went back to school in the fall, and I asked his mom, how's he doing? He said, no problem. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Did you do anything else? You need any medication, anything else? No, just coming here. And it's like, made a believer out of me, for sure.
So how might a loved one, a parent or a grandparent, someone who's caring for a child, how might they know that these services might be beneficial to them?
Well, you can usually see it in the behavior of the child. I mean, but you know, if they're experiencing anxiety or depression, they've gone through any type of trauma, family conflicts, behaviors at school.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes kids just misbehave, but a lot of times they just have a lot of big feelings that they need to deal with, and find a place where they can do that at. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the ways that they can do that. We can also supplement with additional suggestions and help, you know, so the parents can take some information home with them and help in the home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just adults that have stress. Children have stress.
Oh, yeah.
Things that stress them out. School or something going on at the, you know, their home or, you know, something like that that you don't maybe wouldn't know about.
Once upon a time, people thought that, that children didn't become depressed, and that's not the case. They're anxious, and then they do. Yeah. And they just, even if they're not in the room when chaos is going on, if they're just in an environment and they hear the yelling, the shouting, and just sometimes that you think you're hiding from kids, you're really not.
Yeah. Mm. And the only way they have to express it, may, you know, they don't know how to express it, so maybe it's an acting out to get attention or whatever. You know, exactly. They just need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how could someone reach out to you for services?
Just call Haven of Hope at 615-597-HOPE. I remember to usually just say the word because I transpose the numbers. That's 615-597-HOPE or the Haven of Hope TN. org. There's like an intake form and additional information on the website.
And we know children are resilient, but this is wonderful that you're providing this safe space for them to process. And when the need arises, we're so grateful that you're here to help serve our community and our children.
Well, thanks. I think that the resiliency a lot of times needs sometimes an extra helping hand to get to that point.
Absolutely.
So, I'm glad that people are willing and open to counseling, because in my day that wasn't a thing.
right. It was considered a weakness instead of a strength. And for sure it's a strength anytime that someone is getting help when they need it. Excellent.
So Bill, is there any way that businesses or, you know, interested citizens can get involved to help your organization?
One is just to, I guess, you know, sometimes I like to think, you know, since I've been there almost 7 years they've been there 20 years. Everybody knows about us, but that's not the case. We have a counseling place in town, so helping to get the word out, you know, is a big thing, you know, and maybe we can bring some brochures or something around, but something to let people know that, hey, if, you know,
we're here to help.
We're here, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
Yeah. Because it's not something that you want to shout on the rooftop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not trying to draw attention.
Right.
You don't want your clients to feel like you're drawing attention.
Yeah, they need, like, confidentiality.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, we don't feel stigma either. It's like, oh, no, counseling, you know, that's, yeah. You know what I mean? It's more, you know, I think sometimes people think it's for the really severe, and sometimes it's just, a lot of things I just call adjustment disorder because it's something they're going on, divorce, is happening in the family, or something that's temporary.
In the family
something. That's temporary.
They just need a little hand up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just something, just a helping hand, just to get them through that. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Bill, for spending time with us. And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
I feel like I've had a moment myself of good therapy. Bill's such a great guy.
Since I can't say creative, apparently, so there you go.
You got it.
I did. Don't think about it. Just say it.
Yeah. Kathy, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What's going on at Justin Potter Library?
Well, right now, I mean, we're getting ready for all the events coming up. The story time, we have story time every month. So our next story time will be November the 21st, week before Thanksgiving at 10 o'clock. And that's for preschool children. And so they come. We do some stories. We just had a story time this last on Halloween, where we had Verity Lefevre. You know, she's written a book, The Stinky Feet Pie, so she came and read her book.
Oh, yes.
And she had a book signing that day, so it was really cute.
I mean, you can't say that name without a smile.
And it's a true story about her little boy, so, you know.
Yeah.
So it was cute, and then we read some stories, and she did the book signing. So we have a good time, and so this next one will be the 21st. And then, of course, the Festival of Trees is coming up. We're going to be participating in that. And then Christmas on the Square is on the 6th, and we'll open at 6 for the children to visit and have their picture made with Santa. So everybody bring their camera or their cell phone and take pictures. It's all free. And so we set up a real nice backdrop for Santa, and so they can take their pictures. And we have families come in every year with their little babies, and they take family pictures. And
now their babies
and
are
their babies. And then, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So these people are bringing their little kids in that were coming when they were children.
Yeah,
so it's, I feel old. But anyway, I see that. And then I see people that were young adults, you know, 25 years ago. They're grandparents now, so they're bringing their grandkids in. So it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. It's a wonderful cycle.
And so the children will get a candy cane, and they'll also get a craft to take home with them. So come by, and hopefully the weather's going to be nice, and we're going to just have a fun event at the library.
Awesome. And if you don't feel like reading a book or being in the library, you want to get outdoors, we've got a great event for you. Canoe the Caney is doing their annual haunted canoe trip. Ooh, ooh. And this is a unique opportunity to experience spine-tingling journey through the haunted waters of DeKalb County on the Caney Fork. They promise a hair-raising and unforgettable experience that will leave you with memories of a lifetime. So these are actual canoe trips with real ghost stories, and some of them are true.
And some of them are tall tales.
And that's
a high tail.
Yeah.
It's actually runs through the first two weekends in November. So Friday and Saturday nights, clear through November 11th. The times are 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. And of course, that's at 17055 Smithville Highway, Silver Point. Great big operation, but sometimes people don't realize that that's where Canoe the Caney is.
Yeah.
And your ticket includes all the necessary equipment, the guides, the stories, everything to make this eerie expedition a wonderful event.
Just being out on the water at dark in a canoe would be scary to me.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to have any ghosts.
Yeah.
All the little animal sounds would be enough for me.
It is very fun.
Yes.
It
sounds fun.
Super fun.
I'm guessing you're going to have to dress warm, too.
Well, it just depends on the weather, but yes, for sure. It is an outdoor event.
Yeah, so the weather...
But they've been doing this for years, and it just keeps getting better and better. So if you're looking for one more
fun
Halloween activity.
Something unique, yes. Saturday, November 19th, DeKalb County Complex from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 50-plus vendors, art and craft, jewelry, boutiques, vintage, and a lot more. So come to the building, to the Christmas market, 19th.
On the 19th, and we also have a fabulous annual event. The Appalachian Center for Craft is having their holiday festival this the Saturday before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, and it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free kids crafts in the cafe.
Sounds fun.
I had to practice saying that.
Yeah,
free kids crafts in the cafe.
Say that 10 times real fast.
25% off in the retail gallery, so you got to make sure to check that out.
Get there.
And that's Saturday, 10 to 5, and the gallery is also open Sunday 12 to 5. Lots more information on their Facebook page and website. They have workshops that you can sign up for, and this is the time of year that they're also promoting their workshops for all the way through summer of 2026. Yeah. So if you are a Tennessee Tech alum, you get first dibs and you get a little discount off the workshop. So if you were ever interested in doing one of their evening, weekly, or weekend workshops, their information is getting ready to be rolled out. So we want to encourage people to
check that
out.
Fun stuff.
And be creative.
Yes. If you can say it.
Can't say it, you can do it.
But you can do it. There you go.
Yeah, if you've never been to that, what a jewel to have in our community.
Yeah.
That center. I think there's a lot of people. I'm guessing there's probably quite a few people who've never been there. So really, take the opportunity to go there. Some great artists that their wares they sell there, and it's just a nice environment driving up
beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
It has their many unusual trees and botanicals outside that are labeled that, you know, you can
and a view.
You can take the kids for a little hike. It's really great.
It's inspirational to go out there, creative wise, if you're a creative individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jim.
All right. Well, rumor has it that our fabulous park manager at Edgar Evans State Park is going to, couldn't come in.
Yes,
because they have a really great event happening right now.
Some meetings going on.
But
good morning,
Brad. Brad, you're on air.
Good deal. Well, we're right here in the middle of we're getting started with our interpretive action plan.
An interpretive action plan? What is that?
That's right. Well, some of the programs you see advertised on our Facebook page and our park page, we're trying to plan out the park's focus for the next 5 years. So,
I have a hard time planning out the weekend.
Tomorrow.
We got
that looks good for that.
To look for, and then what we, you know, with the parks theme, is always the main thing at heart. So, you know, we're looking at enhancing our cultural resources along with our natural resources, but doing that through programming. So, you know, we're recreation-based most of the time, but, you know, we do have a lot of historical things here on our park and around the lake itself. So it's a really fun meeting so far. And so we're getting it all planned out. But how's everybody doing this morning?
We've had a great program, yes. But we miss you. Can you give us any other updates? Like the Dam 5 yes. Miler, is that coming
yes,
up?
Yes, the Dam 5 Miler is on the 26th.
Everyone's chuckling, but you know, what
Gene loves to say that.
What you don't know is that's what I call every 5 Miler.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even participate in 5 Milers for that reason.
There's probably other words that I use for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
November, and you know, it will start over at the old Ike Park
yep.
area. Yeah. They'll run up to the run down the hill, run up the hill to the park office and turn around, run around the front part of my office and then come back down and head back to the dam.
I do not know how you all manage to have a 5 miler that's running uphill both ways.
Both ways. But about when he was the good old days, you know, going to school barefooted both ways.
Yeah, right. In the snow. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Hopefully we don't have that on the 22nd.
Well, it's a good time of year to have a run because the weather will be cooler. Yeah.
You know, Mother Nature is got her makeup on. I always say she gets dressed up 2 times. You know, prom in the spring. You know, and homecoming right now, you know, so it's homecoming time right now. So she's
beautiful time of year.
Her color, pretty colors on.
It's like a patchwork quilt.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, I mean, we've had a few color cruises going on. We'll probably be doing some more.
Oh, good.
So just keep a check of our page. You know, we have seen some eagles and things out on these tours. We've
wonderful.
Also, you know, it's going to get cold Monday night. So, be sure to
bundle up.
If you got campers that you're putting up for the winter, it's that time of year to be cleaning up those winter
tires. That's right. Flushing the pipes and making sure nothing freezes.
Yeah.
That's right, and so you know, our Halloween event went great. We had a lot of campers, probably the most participation by campers we've ever had.
Oh, that's great.
We probably had about maybe 100 kids or so come through.
Wow.
But the best participation by far from our camping guests. So campground, we've got part of it closed down for the winter, but we leave about half the sites open, and our cabins are still open. So it's a great time to get away for the fall or a good little winter getaway.
That's right, having a little staycation.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't have to go far to see something beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that. We had our little safety zone hunt, quota hunt, that we do to help protect or help thin out the deer herd on the park.
Yeah.
You know, to keep them healthy. And I know that sounds weird. People say, well, you're hunting deer. How does it keep them healthy? Well, disease.
Yeah. Overpopulation.
You know, EHD is something bad that comes over with overpopulation, and we've had that in this area. It's a zoological disease, and so it just helps everything. So we still got plenty of deer, and we still see plenty of wildlife. So if you just want to drive through, just for a Sunday drive, or any type of drive, just drive through the park, you're bound to see deer.
You see something.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, yeah, thank we appreciate you for working with me this morning. And we're planning out the future here, and you know, we're here for everybody.
That's so, right. Okay. Well, can't wait to hear more about what you all discuss.
Good deal. All thank right. y'all so much.
Thanks, Brad.
Bye bye.
All right, another big event, Jen, coming up here.
This next event we're going to talk about is the Festival of Trees. Yes. It's the 7th annual. It happens in the county complex, and we'll talk more about it in our December chamber chat. But preparations need to happen now.
Yes, they need to. The setup time, I think, is the week of Thanksgiving. You can set up that whole week at the county complex. Yeah. Set up your trees. And so it's
and this is a wonderful festive event that allows
Christmas
for
spirit.
Yeah, allows for any church organization. We get lots of businesses.
Yes.
Your tree stays up for many weeks, so if you're promoting your business, this is a great opportunity.
It stays
up
to the first week in January or somewhere in there. Yeah.
So what the actual event is Monday, December 8th, from 4:30 to 7:30. That's when all of the trees will be laid out. And you get, it's a free event.
Free.
But you get to bring a prize or an unwrapped toy that you place under the tree that you want to vote
That's
for.
That's your favorite tree.
And there's also some other ways that you can vote for some of the other prizes. But the tree of the year is a very prized award. And, of course, all of the donated toys are going to the Last Minute Toy Shop, which, if you are also looking for a blessing in our community, this is where families can, it's an amazing, very elaborate, but amazing, you walk through the entire county complex and you end up with wrapped toys under your tree
for
disadvantaged families in our community. So right now what we're doing is we are promoting people putting their trees up. We want everybody to be thinking about that and helping to participate so that this is a great event. To enter a tree, all you have to do is contact Angie Meadows at the Smithville Review. And again, all businesses, churches, organizations, even individuals.
Yes.
We get lots of people who participate, and we want you get whatever tree and you put it up with whatever decorations.
Whatever, you know.
There are no limitations. And, you know, last year we had Ace Hardware had, you know, the little paint sample strips.
Yeah.
And they decorated with paint strips, which looked beautiful. Yeah. I'm like, hey, that was a great idea.
I had a tire tree one year. You know?
Yeah, Gil Automotive had a tire tree.
The sky's the limit.
Library always participates.
We did it this year. Wendy's working on it, so we're getting there.
No secrets divulged.
Nah, it's
so are the trees for sale too?
If a tree is for sale, they will mark it. Not every tree is for sale.
And remember, the gifts are for ages birth through 18.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's an unwrapped gift, and they are having digital pictures with Santa for $5 donation. So.
Oh, and Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
I don't know how they were able to wrangle in the real Santa, but it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, pretty awesome.
And 'tis the season for other toy drives as well.
Yes, there is. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Toy Drive, Saturday, November the 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Near Walmart and DTC building there. So fundraiser for the Last Minute Toy Shop. So a lot of fundraisers for that, and it's such a worthwhile cause.
Yes.
All right, Jen, tell us about Leadership DeKalb.
Leadership DeKalb is up and running, and we have such a fabulous class this year. We are grateful to our October Leadership DeKalb session sponsors, Amy Claire Lockhart of Town and Lake Realty. A big thanks to Steve Cantrell and our own Randy Caldwell for helping to organize. They studied local government.
Yep, local
had,
government.
Had county officials there.
Yeah, and a big thanks to them for coming and sharing, you know, what the different departments do, what these different elected officials actually do. Very, very, you know, very informative and opens your eyes to what they face every day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I will also say a big shout out to our Leadership DeKalb class. Very diverse this year.
Yeah.
And and that contributes to a lot of good open discussion as well. So appreciate all your efforts in pulling that together in October. And of course, we spent the afternoon at New Frontiers, which is always great. So the hosts for October that we want to say nice little shout out to is DeKalb County Complex. We appreciate our county government for allowing us to come and use the facilities there. UT Extension also was a meeting place, and New Frontiers is just an amazing gem in our community.
It is. And again, not many people know about it. They think of it as one thing, you know, but it is so much more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So again, big thank you to all of our sponsors and hosts. And Leadership DeKalb for November is going to be a continuation of the prayer breakfast. So we'll be studying health and human services, and we kind of call it Dignity Day.
They'll be at the library, I think, on the 10th. So
yeah.
We're coming by there. We always look forward to seeing them.
Leadership DeKalb is up and running.
Up and running. All right, we was talking about parades earlier.
Yes.
Mark your calendars. Sunday, December the 7th at 2 p.m. is the Liberty Christmas Parade.
Nice.
Saturday, December 13th at 4 p.m. is the Alexandria Christmas Parade. So a lot of festivities, a lot of fun stuff coming up.
And I'm so glad that we get to spread this out so that, gives people an opportunity to go all three parades.
Yeah. Yeah, and remember those communities too, because they have
Alexandria's
commerce. There's well,
yeah, there's lots of stuff going on down there.
They've exploded in there, so it's just not downtown. It's other little
branching out.
Havens out there in our community.
Makes for a fun little afternoon, no matter what.
Yeah, and the chamber wants to help promote your news or special events. Call 615-597-4163 or email Suzanne at maybe not the longest email, DeKalb, director@DeKalbCountyChamber.org, tag her on her Facebook post, and she will help you spread the word.
So we want to thank all of our fabulous guests this morning. We are so grateful for WJLE Radio and DTC TV for sponsoring our Chamber Chat month after month. We have no idea why they are gluttons for punishment of what we give them, but we appreciate it.
You can watch Chamber Chat on DTC3 as well as their website. Just go to DTC3.tv and click on Chamber Shows to view the program anytime you want to.
And we appreciate all our listening and viewing audiences and hope you tune in next month.
Same chat time.
Same chat channel.
Thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.